So, welcome to the third Sunday of Lent. And we know that that Lenten season, as Sam also spoke about, is that time. Unity practices Lent. It's just in a different way. And it is also about that time of cleansing. And as we go through the time of cleansing, what we are clearing away is our erroneous thoughts and our feelings. Clearing out our consciousness, those ideas and those thoughts that we teach and speak about here that actually make up our world, our personal world, and the world we see outside. So we started the first one with the altar, that place within us where we have communication with God and actually also recognize our being one with God. We went into imagination last week because that is a part of that creation process, that part of us being able to imagine ourselves being greater and being the truth of that we are. And today we're talking about conservation. Now, conservation has a couple of meanings. I think in this world, we think of conservation in its first, most popular realm, which is the preserving, the act of conserving, prevention of injury, of decay, waste, or loss prevention. And that isn't what we're talking about here. Because that is of a lack consciousness. That is of a place where we are staying in our element. No, we're talking about the conservation that is the careful utilization of a natural resource in order to prevent depletion. For that's what we're here to do as we evolve, is no longer see ourselves as being depleted. That we actually have a source, a resource that is deep within each and every one of us that gives us ever-flowing life, that continues to allow us to be younger each and every day, each and every moment, each and every time we erase the erroneous thinking and allow the ever-presence of God and love to flow within us with its divine ideas so that we can evolve into the truth of who we are meant to be, which is the Christ of nature. And I was going to skip this, but I love this song so much because I do think that this song really talks about what Lent is all about. And it was that pure imagination song. And I'm just going to read some of it to you because and show you why I picked it last week and why I come back to it this week. The song goes, and I'm going to try not to sing it in its melody. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Now, the truth is that we are in a world of pure imagination. We already are living in the world of pure imagination. The trick is, what is our imagination making up for us? Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. How many of us are spinning out of control? I think we want to spin in joy and love and happiness, traveling in the world of my creation. Now, I know this is Willy Wonka, and he's talking about himself, but we create our own worlds. Well, I'm asking you to look into your world of your creation to see what your imagination has borne fruit from. What we'll see will defy explanation. Now, as we go through this, hopefully the defying of explanation is more of an overjoy of happiness versus how in the did I get here? I have no explanation for this. No, the defying of explanation is to release yourself and to move out of the world of darkness and into the light of greatness, where we can express as the Christ. If you want to view paradise, just simply look around and view it. How profound. If you want to view paradise, it's already here. We don't have to make it. We don't have to do anything. Just look for it. It is already available to you. Anything you want to do, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life, I know, to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. How many of you want to be free of the erroneous thinking and a hellacious life that you find yourself in at some point in time in the day? I think that's why we come to church, yes? To figure it out. Well, I will say that this is a part of this, is coming to a sense of that conservation of where can we find that fountain of youth. Now, I think most of you guys know about the Ponce de Leon story. And 500 years ago in Florida, he was looking for the fountain of youth. And the theory is that once you find this fountain of youth, and once you're there, all you have to do is drink of the water. And is right. You will have this vitality. You will just spring forth in youth. The reality is that we don't have to find anything outside of us. The fountain of youth lives within us and is always available to us to continue to move us through, to continue to have life everlasting. But we continue to look outside ourselves. The real fountain of youth is drinking spiritual freedom and the Spirit of God continuously through the divine ideas that God continues to wash over and through us. But we just have to let go of the world, let go of the darkness, let go of what we know and have faith and trust in what God has for us. We need to become like little children. We need to become like little children to adjust our mind, to update our bodies. Spirit says, become like little children. You find that in Matthew 10:3, where Jesus said that before we can enter the kingdom of the heavens, we must become as little children. We think about children as bubbly, joy-filled. Unlike most of us who we no longer feel like we're children, we feel like we're the full adults that we are, don't we? And the longer and each and every day that we go through, we're also reminded to be our age. You're laughing because you understand what I'm saying. Either you have said it to someone or someone has said it to you. You've looked at someone and said, that old person, what do they think they are, 20 years old still? What? Yes. Claude says yes. I agree with Claude. Why not? Why are we allowing anyone to determine our age? Why are we allowing anyone to sap the youth from us, take our eternal youth away from us? When all we have to do is say, I will no longer abide in those ideas. For children in the Bible actually mean divine, beautiful, youth-filled ideas. And so when we talk about children, we're not just talking about the little children. We're talking about the thoughts, the pure, bubbly, joy-filled thoughts that move through our consciousness to uplift us, to bring forth the fruits of life everlasting, instead of those old, erroneous thoughts that tell us that as we age, we lose our height, we bend over, we get grumpy. That there's no joy, that life is, you're just getting older. You know, hopefully this doesn't happen anymore. I don't hang out with these types of people, but it used to be, well, okay, they're dead. They were my relatives. But I've had several aunts who in the morning, one of the first thing, and my grandfather, who used to look in the paper at the obituary. How many can relate? They would look to find either friends or relatives or people their age looking for death. Do you know what that does to your psyche? See, people don't really understand what we do when we have those erroneous thoughts. Because the more they look at death, the more they look for that reality to connect with. They look for that sameness, that common denominator. And usually the common denominator is, oh, I'm the same age. Oh, I'm the same age. Death is coming soon. Instead of looking at the paper for the life and the joy and the happiness, for there is joy and happiness, why are we allowing those dead thoughts to come through when life everlasting is ever flowing? Charles Fillmore wrote, "We should ever remember that our youth, which we love so well, never really dies." Listen to that. The youth that we love so well never really dies. It merely falls asleep at the realm of the subconscious. Now, the subconscious mind, in unity speak, is that the easiest way to put it is the warehouse, the storage place of all of our thoughts and feelings. I always envision it like this, I don't know, like an FBI, an old FBI thing where you open up a door and there are rows and rows and rows and very high of boxes and stuff. That's our subconscious filled with anything and everything that we've ever thought or felt. So let's go back. It merely falls asleep in the realm of the subconscious. People grow old because they let the youth idea fall asleep. People grow old because they let the youth idea fall asleep. Don't let your youth ideas fall asleep. Don't allow anyone to steal your youth ideas, because if we allow someone to usurp our youth ideas, then we will remain here in the material, ego-driven world instead of delighting in the possibilities of our Christ self. To have heaven here on earth, as Jesus said, to be in the kingdom. Now, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom is heaven here on earth. Doesn't heaven here on earth sound brilliant? And not the heaven where we have to die, our true physical death, to go somewhere out there. What we're dying to is our erroneous thinking. That is the physical death, is the erroneous thinking in our consciousness needs to die to make room for new thoughts to come in. And so while you're going through your Lenten season, recognize that you need to allow to erase all those old thoughts. And if you can, erase all those people who continue to implant those old thoughts and want to amen you for thinking that you're old, but bring life, bring joy, bring happiness there. But we tend not to do that. I want to go to a story real quick about a rich gentleman in the 1920s had never driven a car. But he saw everyone else driving a car, and he had the money, so he bought a car. And he tried it out for a couple weeks, and he took it back to the dealer. And his complaint was, everyone is passing me up. The dealer found out later that he didn't realize that he had a second gear. He had been driving in first gear. See, that's what we do with God. We keep driving in first gear, wondering why people are evolving and having happy lives. And we're stuck in that first gear, getting madder and madder, wondering why me, woe's me. And those old thoughts continue to magnify, increase. No, we need to wash away, wake up, as Charles Fillmore says, those youthful thoughts, those youth thoughts back into us. Realize that there is a second gear, a third gear, and a gear beyond any realm of thinking, and that gear is God. We need to get it in gear so that we can move forward and allow God's will of good to be made manifest within us at all times. So join me so that we are free in this world and to just be a life filled with joy. And so as you move forward to be able to allow these youthful thoughts to come in, I invite you to use this week's affirmation. You can also use the affirmation from the Daily Word, or even read Keep a True Lent. Together, divine energy internally renews every cell and atom of my being. You can also say divine energy eternally renews every thought and feeling of my being. Enjoy your youth. Don't allow anyone to steal it. God bless you.